It is with sadness that I announce the passing of Mr. Danny McCarthy, past Mayor of the London Borough of Southwark, who sadly passed away on Wednesday, the 1st of February 2017. Mr. McCarthy has been the only person to serve two terms in office as Mayor, in 1991 to 92 and 1994 to 95. I understand that Councillor Peter John wishes to speak.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Mayor. It's very sad having to pay tribute to Danny today, who was such a part of Southwark politics for so long, on both sides of the chamber, I might say. Danny was Southwark through and through, grew up in Southwark, grew up in Bermondsey, and always had incredibly strong links to the community of his birth. He was born into, as you always said, born into the Labour Party, but was a very keen and fervent trade unionist during his life as well. He served as a Labour councillor in Little Ward and then went on with great distinction to serve as a Lib Dem councillor in Cathedral's Ward, if I remember rightly. He was, as you have said, mayor of this borough on two occasions. He also served as deputy mayor, if I recall correctly, in the early 2000s when the Lib Dems were in administration in the borough. But whichever party he was representing, Danny was someone who always acted with great good humour, great spirit, and literally and figuratively crossed party boundaries in many ways. He was a great character, full of funny stories of life. What he was growing up in the borough, and I can't, you know, I think of him now and I think of him smiling and laughing. And that is a very good way to remember him. Of course, he was plagued by illness for the last decade of his life. And that, I think, he found incredibly difficult to bear. Well, I know he had such lengthy periods in hospital. I think it would really challenge the spirits and good spirits of anybody to face what he faced during the last decade of his life. He did come back and rejoin the Labour Party in 2008, 2009, I think. It was a wonderful time to have a Labour councillor in Cathedral's Ward at that time. Who would have thought it, Adele? Who would have thought it? And again, it will happen, I'm sure. But who would have thought it? But Danny, again, I think, showed his absolute spirit during that period, because it was coming to the end of his period of 6 months when he hadn't attended a council meeting. And he had been in hospital throughout this time at St. Thomas's Hospital. And normally, we would probably in those circumstances agree to somebody suspending the rule, but politics were such at that time that nobody was willing to suspend that rule. But Danny came in from his sickbed. He was wheeled in, and he came into a council assembly in his hospital robe. And nothing more, I thought, showed and demonstrated his commitment to the civic side of this borough more than that. And I think his commitment that he was going to carry on serving the people he'd been elected to represent, even in spite of his illness. He is a great loss to Southwark. He was always someone who would stand up and speak about how it was important we recognise not just past mayors, but others who served as councillors in this borough. And maybe a challenge to us in this chamber is to think about how we do that and remember those who served as councillors. Because Danny, although he's recalled as a past mayor of this borough on two occasions, he thought it wasn't right that it was only past mayors who were recalled. And, you know, that's a challenge for us to think. But as I said, I'm really sorry to have lost Danny from Southwark. He was a good man, a good friend, a good colleague, and it's said often, but it genuinely, I mean it, that that Southwark will be a very much poorer place without Danny McCarthy.
Councillor Hubber.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Danny McCarthy was not only a colleague in this council, but a constituent of mine. He lived in my ward for many years. He was, as the leader said, unique in this borough in having been mayor twice and having crossed the floor twice. I was never quite sure whether it was easier to deal with him on that side or on this side. But nevertheless, I would certainly not take away for one moment the words of the leader when he said he was really a Southwark person through and through and had the community very much in mind all the time. In fact, when he was not a councillor, he chaired the Redriff Tenants and Residents Association, unfortunately now defunct. But he and the secretary kept that going for many years. It wasn't the easiest of jobs because there were six housing associations involved, and of course the residents of those all had different problems and different issues to deal with. But he did hold that together for a long time, and unfortunately, since he and the secretary stood down, the thing collapsed, which shows how important it is to get the right people doing the right thing. Danny was the sort of person who, when he came into a room, you were immediately aware of his presence. And whether he was making a serious point or one of his corny jokes, we all listened. He's obviously going to be very, very much missed by his family, but I think also by many people in this borough.
Councillor Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. I first met Danny in 1986. I was a new councillor, and he'd been a member of 4 years standing. It's sometimes difficult for me to recall those times, but it's not when it comes to Danny. I liked him, but then I defy anyone not to like him, with that wonderful laugh, something which I will always remember and recall with pleasure. I may be misremembering, but I think there was a brief period in that time when it looked as though he might be forced to resign from the council because he had fallen foul of Widdicombe. For younger members, may I assure you that that has nothing to do with the Conservative MP or his secret interest, guilty pleasure of Strictly Come Dancing. Merely, it was the fact that he worked for Lambeth Council Housing Department and he sat on Southwark Council Housing Committee. In the end, it was determined, as according to the law, though I'm not sure whether this is right, he didn't have sufficient influence in both councils for the potential conflict of interest to disbar him. And so his long and distinguished career in Southwark civic life was able to flourish. To serve twice as the borough's first citizen is demonstrably unique and a testament to his popularity. You've heard from Councillor Hubber about Danny, the Lib Dem years. I know not what brought that about, and so when I returned in 2010 and we met at civic functions, he was back in his natural home, just as if nothing had happened. Danny was Southwark Labour, not Islington Labour. He was rooted in his community, progressive in his politics, and also staunchly patriotic. I'm only sorry he's no longer here with us, as I'd love to hear his take on the future for his party and our country. May he rest in peace.
Can we stand, please, for a minute's silence?